Thank you for joining us. This is the Joint Legislative Budget Committee's hearing. We're going to call the roll, establish our quorum.
Senators Lendo?
Here.
Bates? Fuller? Lara?
Here.
Mitchell?
Here.
Monning? Nielsen? Wolk? Assemblymembers Weber?
Here.
Bloom?
Here.
Bonta?
Here.
Chavez? Jones Sawyer? Melendez? Obernolte?
Here.
Ting? We have a quorum.
Thank you. Colleagues, as you probably know, this is a joint legislative committee on the budget. 8 members from the Senate, 8 members from the Assembly. 10 of our 16 members are brand new to the committee, so this is new territory for many. And we have exactly 3 pieces of business on our agenda today. The first is to elect our chair, which traditionally has been the Senate Budget Committee chair, a vice chair, which has traditionally been the Assembly Budget Committee chair, and then also to adopt our rules. Just so we don't suggest that this is in any way tilted toward the Senate, of course, the Joint Audit Committee is chaired by the Assembly member, and the vice chair is the Senate. So we mix and match a little bit. And then, of course, we're going to get a presentation by our legislative analyst, Mac Taylor, to give everyone a sense of exactly why the committee exists, the kinds of issues that move through the committee, and how we make our determinations. So with that, if Senator Lara wanted to make a motion for the chair of the committee, I would be very pleased to receive it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Senator Lara. We have a motion. Would you like to state your motion?
I move to elect Senator Lano as chair.
All right, so we do have our motion.
Second.
And we will call the roll.
Senators Lano?
Aye.
Senator Lano, aye. Bates? Fuller? Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Monning? Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye. Assemblymembers Weber?
Aye.
Weber, aye. Bloom?
Aye.
Bloom, aye. Bonta?
Aye.
Bonta, aye. Chavez? Jones Sawyer? Melendez?
Aye.
Melendez, aye. Obernolte?
Aye.
Obernolte, aye. Ting? That's 5-0, 5-0.
Thank you. We'll keep the roll open for additional members who may be joining us. And then Assemblyman Bonta.
I'd like to nominate Dr. Weber as the Vice Chair of the Joint Legislative Budget Committee.
Second.
All right. We do have a motion. If you could call the roll, please.
Senators Lano?
Aye.
Senator Lano, aye. Bates? Fuller? Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Monning? Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye. Assemblymember Weber?
Aye.
Weber, aye. Bloom?
Aye.
Bloom, aye. Bonta?
Aye.
Bonta, aye. Chavez?
Aye.
Chavez, aye. Jones Sawyer? Melendez? Melendez, aye. Obernolte?
Aye.
Obernolte, aye. Ting? That's 5-0, 6-0.
All right. Thank you. We will keep the roll open for that as well. And Assemblywoman Weber?
Yes, I'd like to move the adoption of the committee rules.
We do have a motion for the committee rules. And if you could call the roll, please.
Senators Lano?
Aye.
Lano, aye. Bates? Fuller? Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Monning? Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye. Assemblymember Weber?
Aye.
Weber, aye. Bloom?
Aye.
Bloom, aye. Bonta?
Aye.
Bonta, aye. Chavez?
Aye.
Chavez, aye. Jones Sawyer? Melendez?
Aye.
Melendez, aye. Obernolte?
Aye.
Obernolte, aye. Ting? That's 6-0, 5-0.
Thank you. We'll keep the roll open for that as well. And at this point, we'll be very pleased to welcome our legislative analyst, Mac Taylor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members. The Joint Legislative Budget Committee is a little bit unusual in that you do most of your work sort of behind the scenes. You have a couple of responsibility. One, which the chair had to chide me last time for not mentioning, was that you do appoint the legislative analyst. I hope you don't feel the strong need to exercise that authority in the very near future, but that is your prerogative. But the main function that the committee has is one that occurs after the budget is adopted each year. And you can't possibly anticipate everything that will happen once a budget is adopted. Changes occur, the federal government will send more money. And so what you have done through your statute and your budget bill is you've given a very limited delegation of authority to the administration to spend monies in ways that will help you achieve what you want to do. But before they take any of these actions, they have to alert you to that. And that's what's typically referred to as 20 or 30 day JLBC notification. The number of days just depends on the particular statute. So what they will do is, let's say they get some more federal money from a federal department and they want to spend it. They'll send you a notification. And our office will, of course, take a look at it. All of your staff can take a look at it, the four caucuses. Anyone can raise an issue with it. If they, and they can look for things like, are the costs seem reasonable? Does it in any way sort of commit the legislature to something beyond what they're proposing to spend beyond the current year? Is the timing, is there a timing issue? And anyone can raise an issue. The committee consultant, Ms. Collins, does an excellent job of trying to get the administration, the departments, and interested staffers together to try to resolve it. Ultimately, the chair will act on behalf of the committee in directing either the director of finance or director of the Department of General Services, whatever the administration official wrote the letter, on whether they are okay in going ahead with the proposal or not. And many times they'll have a compromise position that tries to satisfy everybody's need. This is a very important function that, again, though, you have given the administration your authority through these sections. And our view is that you should try to, it should be very limited in their use. That is, the administration should push as much decision-making into the budget where you have lots of time to consider things, or if you get a proposal, say, in late December or January, we should push it into the next budget process. So again, you don't just have 20 days to make a decision on it. You may have months to make a decision on it. Because think about it, sometimes a department will take 2 or 3 months to consider a proposal. The Department of Finance will take a month or so to consider a proposal, and then they're asking you to make a decision within 20 days. So we don't like for these things to be used a lot. Fortunately, most of them are used for relatively small things. But all the staff have a chance to raise those concerns and voice them. And then again, the chair typically will act on behalf of the committee. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. Those were great examples. If you could share with the committee some of the MOU issues that also come through the Joint Legislative Budget Committee.
Yes, there's language, and I know there's been a lot of talk recently. I know Ms. Collins has spent a lot of time in trying to streamline some of those provisions. But when there are various additional sort of things that are related to addendums to MOUs, if there's a fiscal effect, those should go in front of either the committee or an action needs to be taken as to whether the legislature needs to act on it. But there's a lot of sort of smaller technical issues that we've been trying to work out on behalf of both the administration and the legislature to just make that go a little bit faster and easier. So issues with the MOUs can pop up too. Those are not the majority of things that get a 20-day review. Most of them are things in the statute or control sections.
Great. Anyone have any questions for Mr. Taylor? We thank you very much for joining us today. And that does conclude our business. So you've cast 3 votes already. Your meeting is adjourned, and we're going to lift the calls on each of the 3 motions today so members who were not here originally can add on. Otherwise, I thank everyone for attending. All right. Thanks, Shirley. If you could lift the call, please, on the nomination for the chair of the JLBC.
Elect Senator Leno as chair. Bates. Fuller.
Aye.
Bates, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. That's 7-0. Assembly members Chavez. Chavez, aye. Joan Sawyer and Tame. That's 6-0.
That is out on a 7-0, 6-0 vote.
Yes.
And if you could lift the call on the nomination, please, for Assemblymember Weber as vice chair.
Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Fuller? Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. That is 7-0 in the Senate and 6-0 on the Assembly.
Okay. 7-0, 6-0, that is out. And then lastly, the adoption of the committee rules.
Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Fuller? Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. That's 7-0. Joan Sawyer? Tame. That's 6-0.
7-0, 6-0, the committee rules are adopted. With no further business before the committee, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.